Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Better Ministries Radio Broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love Him and He loves us. He loves you. He deeply cares about every part of our lives. When we believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior, the healing process of life begins in our life. And the Lord loves us. I just can't say that enough. It's very important to know that He's very concerned about you and your well-being. Now, a lot of times people, God has been misrepresented in many ways. The Word of God shows His character, His way of life, the great love He has for us all. Through Jesus Christ, a man can live forever. Last week's broadcast, we talked about how no matter what other people are doing, operate according to the love of God. Forgive those that have done you wrong. But receive His, as you receive the love of God, the healing process of salvation works in you and also through you. This is supernatural. And I want to help, the Lord put on my heart to talk about the healing process of salvation. This healing process is not found from the world system, but is found in people of God who live according to God's word. Mature people, mature Christians are this way, and people who just love God are this way. When salvation is so new, sometimes people get saved and they love God. They know it's real. They're so happy that they found out about the living love of God. And sometimes their zeal, people don't understand their zeal and their excitement. I'm going to tell you something. It's exciting to know the Lord. And eventually you have to understand that God loves everybody. He don't just love people that do right. He loves people everywhere, no matter what it is they've done. And that can be frustrating when sometimes people want, when people do something wrong, they want to see justice on that person. But when people do wrong, I would rather see them reunited with God. And then they'll lose their desire to do wrong. That's important too, because a man's life is salvageable, can be salvageable. And if it can be salvaged, I want to have that to happen for them. God don't rejoice when wicked people go to hell. Hell exists because that's the only place you can put sin. And He don't want to put people in hell. If they reject Jesus Christ, they're already judged by the law. But through Christ, we can be salvaged. We can be made brand new. And we have the capability to fulfill the law. But the life of God is not in trying not to sin. It's in receiving salvation. And then you'll have the ability to walk in the love of God, which fulfills the law. And I like for people to understand things the way it really is. Through Christ, we can do all things. You know, Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He strengthens you. Everything that's impossible to you, don't worry about that. That's not the problem. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Your faith always can overcome the world. You're just going to have to learn to live by your faith. Not just asking for something and hoping that it happens, but standing on the word of God. And you have to see yourself as a child of God. Now, Isaiah 53 helps us to understand that we have all forms of healing through Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, by his stripes we're healed. Now, somebody asked Jesus the question. This is St. John chapter 9. And Jesus passed by. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. So this man never seen anything ever. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, when you see a couple and they have a child with special needs or something's wrong, a child born blind, born without ears, born, you know, they can't hear, or something abnormal, sometimes people wonder the same things that the disciples asked Jesus. Said they said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now, everybody's born in sin. You know, that's not what he was saying. They were looking for what caused this man to be born blind. Was it his sin? Did his sin cause him to be born blind? Or was the parents? Well, the sin of the parents caused this man to be born blind. But that neither, it wasn't his sin nor his parents' sin that caused him to be born blind. In the world, there is sin. But they didn't do something that caused their child to be born blind. And the child definitely didn't do anything to cause his eyesight not to work. But things like this happen. Some things happen to people. It is not that they deserved it. Now, none of us deserve salvation, but God gave it to us. Not only did he give us salvation, but he also gave us healing. So if anything happened to anyone, it's don't look at the sin, look to Jesus to fix it. He said, I must work the works in verse 4. He said, this is John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by the interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. And the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. So he came back seeing, because Jesus healed his eyes. Now, this represents what God wants to do in our lives. Whatever your problem is, God has an answer for it. He has a solution that will make you whole, not just heal, but whole. If you need new eyes, God can give you new eyes. If you need hearing, God can cause your ears to be open. If you have a skin condition, God can give you new skin. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Now, also, he talked about some things in Isaiah 53. He said the chastisement of our peace was on him. So anything that can cause you an interruption in life, God has an answer for you, because he loves you very much. And if you find the promises of God and stand on them and claim them for your own, you can be tremendously healed. But there's more. Many times it's not just a body condition or a sickness that people are on the edge about, but it's other things that cause like the miseries in life that cause people to wish that they could do better. Some people have a hard time prospering. Don't focus on the misery. I'm going to tell you the easy way out of this. Don't focus on the problem. If it's relationship problems, parental problems, children, your work situation, focus on Jesus Christ and consider his love. The healing process of salvation will help you in every area of your life. And you'll begin to amend. You'll begin to prosper. Not just financially. Now, sometimes people need to prosper emotionally. A lot of things aggravate them. They have a lot of concerns, a lot of bitterness, a lot of frustrations. This is when you go and talk to the Lord, he has answers just for you. He has things to say that will help you. And you know, listen to what the Lord has to say. Give God a chance to talk. Give him your undivided attention. A lot of times, people take their concerns to a pastor. Some things you're going to have to ask the Lord about yourself. The Lord can use pastors to help you. Go to church, but ask God your questions, and he will cause people to say precisely what you need. You don't have to go and ask them and then go ask somebody else, because you're going to get a lot of human advice when you do that. Unless you're seeking the Lord about a problem, if the Lord show you who to go talk to, now that's different. That's when you go and talk to somebody and ask. It's all right to ask a pastor for counsel. They're there to help you. But don't go ask the wrong one. And the only way to know that is to take your concerns to the Lord. But when he show you who to go and talk to, when he may give you a vision of who can help you, then call him up and talk to him. Now, look at Isaiah 50. This is Isaiah chapter 53. He said, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Well, the arm of the Lord was revealed to the man that needed to see. Jesus healed his eyes. So the arm of the Lord was revealed to him. In your need, the arm of the Lord can be revealed to you. But it begins, verse 1 begins saying, "Who has believed our report?" Who has believed that Jesus will come and actually give them brand new eyes or hearing or brand new skin or brand new joints or whatever they need? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, I'm here to tell you, the arm of the Lord can be revealed to you, but go back and take the word at face value, because the Lord loves you. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Remember, these broadcasts are 30 minutes long. On the first 15 minutes air on the radio, but the rest of it you can get from on the website, newlivingletters.com. And you go by the today's date. It's on there in real time right now. Okay, who has believed our report? And to whom is the Lord arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. This is talking about Jesus. He came to us as a common man. He didn't come as a king. He didn't come as a prince. He didn't come as anybody. He came as one of us. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But those that were looking for him, they saw a king coming. But he came as a common man. His father was a carpenter. All right. Joseph was his supposed father. He was born of a virgin. But you know the story. Mary was a virgin and she bore Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." So the Lord knows how you feel. He knows the attacks you're under. And he cares about you personally. "Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Now watch this. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." So your sin is forgiven, my friend. And you need to represent this fact to everybody. Love people whether they do you good. Love people whether they are evil to you. Love people whether they are mean to you. Love them whether they talk about you. Because you have been made alive. And the healing process of salvation is working in you. You are wealthy compared to them. We need to get everybody on board that can possibly come into the kingdom of God. Your love suggests that they can live too. And the healing process of that's operating in you, when you get healed by the Lord, when you start understanding, it can be things like emotional healing. When things go wrong and people bother you and you handle it the right way, you're doing things that's going to work. You're speaking words that's a blessing. The Lord can work through you and help you to speak the most appropriate things to people that are negative, to people that are mean, to people that try your patience. You don't have to give in to every little thing people do. And you don't have to allow people to stop your success. You can work as unto God, and God will promote you, whether it be on that job or a better one. When you work as unto God, he knows it. And I know what I'm talking about. I've been lied to before. People strung me along, and they promised me that they would move me up, and I would work as unto God. And the Lord blessed me with my own business. And I didn't need them. They needed me more than I needed them. And it's a good feeling to know that people don't hold your future in their hands. If you can work as unto God, if you can be disciplined, if you can be fearless, you can overcome everything. Man don't have your future in their hands. God has your future in his hands. When you see it that way, and when you learn to know him, all the fear is gone. Whether people do you right or not, you're going to be fine. Whether people are starving or not, you're going to be fine. Because you work as unto God. And the Lord will always open a door up for you. And if you work as unto God and people do you wrong and hire people ahead of you and promote people that don't deserve it, be patient. Don't let it bother you. That's easy to say, preacher. I've lived it. I know what I'm talking about. Just do it anyway. Do your best work. The Lord is going to prepare you. He's going to open a greater door for you. I've seen it happen so many times. I've lived this way. And I've seen people get jobs and they don't deserve it. And they don't work the job. They have a good job and they complain all day long. And I don't ever complain. But people complain. And you can't do anything about. Sometimes bosses make wrong decisions. They can interfere with you. But love them anyway. And they might not ever change. But when you work as under God, you've changed the facts on the ground. Your prayers have involved God, and you're going to see his handiwork in and throughout your life. And the things of God take time. People say God moves when he wants to. Not sowing and reaping is a process. And God has to work with the laws of sowing and reaping. Just sow good seeds. Walk in the love of God. I'm not saying be a pushover. I'm saying work as unto God. Do what's necessary. Act like the business belongs to God and you're trying to save it. You're trying to be a blessing. As long as you decide to work there, do your very best. And God will promote you. And don't give in to the whims of others. And you don't have to do anything unethical. And if people want you to do something unethical, that's when you say, no, I don't do that. If they want you to steal, I don't steal. If they fire you because you won't steal, then God will open the door for you somewhere else. You don't have to compromise your principles. And you don't have to get into all the striving conversations. These things are counterproductive against your future. And I said last time, parents that have not walked according to God's word, forgive them. And you walk in the light of God's word. Because God has a relationship. He wants your relationship with him to be very strong. Having ears to hear takes you out into a greater category. And you can do greater things. And you can enjoy the process of life. It's very important. God has so many things. There's so many things you're going to learn as you take time and get to know him. And you're going to find out that the world hates God, the world system, not everybody, and not everybody that's not saved. But there are those who, when they see the light of God's word, they hate it and they mean it. But that's all right. That's not your fault. You suggest that they can live forever. And if they reject, they may act. Sometimes people act that way for a season and then it dawns on them that this is right. And it makes them do some soul searching. That's what the light is for. It helps people know that your life can be on the mend. And you don't have to keep living suppressed by the world system of Satan. It's only two, God and Satan. God loves you. Satan hates you. That's the way it is. And everybody that loves God will love you. And everybody that loves Satan will hate you. And they won't even realize why, because they'll be tempted against you. So you have to, we love everybody because the love of God is more powerful than everything in the world, because we have peace. We have God to back us up, and we have to learn to handle things God's way. Now, look at what it said about Jesus. It says in verse 7, first of all, verse 6 finished saying he had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Then verse 7 says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. The Lord knew that they were going to kill him, but he didn't stop them. He was laying down his life so that you could have his salvation. He suffered all these things just for you. He was taken from prison and from judgment in palace court. And who shall declare his generation? Read verse 8 again. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He had no descendants, for he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Now, we know that Satan was trying to kill him, and he was trying to lay his life down. So they did everything they could do to kill him. It didn't work. Then he laid his life down. It looked like they killed him, but he laid his life down. That's the only reason he died. He didn't die from the sword or the cross or anything. Those things were painful because he could feel it. But he laid his life down. Then he picked it back up, and he said he would do it. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his land. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied, because Jesus satisfied the justice of God. Our justice is in Christ. Now, if you want justice on people, what you're asking God to do is let come on them what they've done to other people without the mercy of Jesus. And we shouldn't ever pray that way. We shouldn't be satisfied at the people God have to throw in hell. Their soul can be saved, then they'll stop being dangerous and they'll stop being aggravating. The love of God, when you were that way, God loved you. And it's stated back here that, you know, we esteem every person on earth. They didn't see Jesus as the Son of God until they were taught the word. And he didn't come like a king. He didn't come as somebody that everybody would adore. He came as a common man. And he did all these things to justify us. Yet it pleased the Lord, in verse 10, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his land. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. I don't want the people that make that will cause me to be miserable. I don't want the judgment hand of God to come fall on their life. I want them to be saved. That's just from the heart. That's the love of God. I'm here to represent the love of God to those who were still in the world system, those who are still trapped by the world system. And many people are trapped by the world system. If you're sinning, sin, you become a slave to your sin, which causes you to be a slave to Satan. So there are people trapped in sin and they don't know how to get out. The word of God is the way to get out. Jesus Christ is the only way out. There is a way out. Verse 12 says, therefore will I divide him a portion of the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he shall bear the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now he's our high priest. If you get saved and do something wrong, Jesus Christ is going to plead your case to the Father. So do all you can to stay in the love of God. Fill your heart with the word of God, and sin will stop being a problem. You're not going to want it in your life anymore. And all the temptations, you can speak against them. Jesus also gave us authority on the earth. This authority is so that we can stand, we can stop the works of Satan at our will. But first, you have to believe on Jesus Christ, and the healing process of life has to be in. You have to make your life subject to God. Do everything that the Lord is telling you to do. Do everything that Jesus said do. But don't do it in your own strength. Do it in his strength. And the way you do it in his strength, the easiest way to live is to receive what God is saying, believe it, and act on it. Believe what God is saying, receive it as your own, and act on it. This becomes your way of life. This becomes the word of God becomes your sincerity. Don't do anything that the word of God would tell you not to do. And do everything that the word of God says do. This do it as a way of life, not as a get rich quick scheme, not as a get out of jail free card, but as this live the love of God, and things will fall in place. And so will your understanding. As you do the thing, if you can trust God on this level, you can live on this level. The level of the word of God is much higher than the world system. The world system will have you miserable. And every time you disobey what God said, you're going to have sorrow. And the way you kill sorrow is to the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And everywhere you see what Satan was trying to do, everything you see that Satan tried to do against Jesus Christ, precisely that's what he's trying to do against you. But you're going to just don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid of losing friends and spouses and anybody that love the world. If they love the world and they leave your life, you didn't lose anything, but you still got Jesus. And with him, you can regain what you've lost. And sometimes you can get the people saved, and then you'll all go to heaven together. Do everything in his strength. Love other people in his strength. Love yourself in his strength. Thank God for your salvation continually. It's healthy. The Lord loves us. And in any part of the word of God that you need in your life, the Lord can alert you to it and bless you. He loves us. The more we love him, the more we live. And the more we understand him, the more we cooperate with him. It's easy. It's easier to learn what God is saying and act on his word than to not know God's word and try to figure this life out yourself. This life is full of traps and miseries. But the word of God is your healing process. The love of God will help you see the knowledge of God's word. It will help you hear what God has to say. It will help you know what to do. When you really, when you don't know what to do, God knows what to do. Rest in Him. Work is unto God. Love your brothers. Ask God to help you do it. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people so that I could do it. I didn't want to be, I knew I couldn't do it in my own strength. And I'll close with that. Doing things in your own strength is a headache. Wherever you feel weak, remember God is strong and ask Him for wisdom. And when you, the curious things you want to know, write it down and ask the Lord, and He will get it to you. He'll cause people to say what you need. There are people on YouTube making videos. There are people, there are pastors out there that love God. I know there are pastors that don't love God, but there are pastors that really love God. And Isaiah and Jeremiah promised us that God would send us pastors that will love us. Because in those days and in our days, there are pastors that don't love us. And the Lord will show you who to listen to and cause people to say what you need. You don't have to go tell them all your business, but every concern you have, you got to involve God if you want God to be involved. If you want God to be involved, He's going to help the healing process in you advance. Now, it ain't fair to say God love you and don't tell you how things work. Involve Him in everything that you do and ask Him to give you insight. If you really want to please Him, which I really wanted to please God, I asked Him to help me please Him. And then now I can live in His strength because my strength is too weak. Your strength can be too weak. So, but if you do it in His strength, you're going to be fine. You're going to know. You're going to learn things you never knew before. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.